Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Hello. Shout out. Yes. Championship. Virginia took it. Yep. We are excited here in Virginia. We've been partying since last night. So we are excited that you all are tuning in and hanging out with us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, because our goal is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we do that with the amazing dynamic guest that we bring before you every single week. And so we're going to be starting the top of the hour out with Demetria Bowie, who is going to be joining us. Listen here and listen good. This young lady, I am telling you what, she is a life story coach. She started her own publishing company. She hosts conferences and retreats. She has a women's empowerment magazine called Empowering Women to Speak Out. She has 32 books under her belt and more to come. And she's also hosting an amazing event that's coming to Richmond, Virginia, this week. And so we're going to get to hear all about it. And then we don't want you to move. We don't want you to go anywhere, because in the second segment, we're going to be chatting it up with Daniela Coffey. She is joining us, coming on in to the virtual studio from Chicago, Illinois. She's a life transformational expert and personal development author, and she has seen firsthand what emotional pain and struggle looks like. But listen, chasing your desires only collides with your destiny, and she's here to chat with us as a transformational coach and a conference host. She has a dynamic conference that's coming up this week, also the 4th annual HELP Conference Strategy for the Vision. So listen, so much going on in April. I'm telling you, just jump right on. It's the second quarter. If you are needing to build your brand, expand your business, there are tons of events for you to participate in. And so we're going to be sharing all of that with you today. So I want you to go ahead and jump on social media. Let them know you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Let them know, come on, you need to check this out. Big shout out to those that are coming in on the phone lines from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our mobile app. Hey, guys. And iTunes, we appreciate you. And you might be listening from an Alexa device. Hey, now. Hey, Alexa. We are excited. So listen, let's jump right on in to our first segment. Again, Demetria Bowie is joining us. She's hanging out in the virtual green room, enjoying some virtual snacks. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now, live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hey, Demetria.
Hey, Charvette. How are you? How you doing? Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. I'm doing awesome.
Wow. Are you, like, busy, like, road runner, running around, getting ready for your conference this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I am running around. And you know what? It's just been a blessing, because now I got a team going on here. And this is the first time that I had this, and it's been amazing. So, yes, I'm enjoying it. I'm so enjoying it, though.
Yes. Listen, get you a team. Get some teammates to help you all bring these visions to pass. And so before
yes.
I get ahead of myself, though, so you do not live currently in Richmond, but you selected Richmond for your event. So let's go back in time, because you did spend some time in Richmond. And so does Richmond just have a fond place in your, you know, in your heart?
Yes, I absolutely love Richmond. I lived in Richmond for 12 years, And I was forced to move back home with a bad car accident that I got into in 2010 in Richmond, Virginia. And I couldn't walk, couldn't talk or anything like that after the car accident. So I was forced to move back home. And I absolutely, absolutely loved Richmond. I loved living there. Coming from the country to the city, it was different for me. It was a big change. And so when I moved back to Louisiana, I ended up staying. And, you know, I just wanted to do something in the Richmond community because I loved it there. I lived there for 12 years, and I just wanted to go back and give something back to the ladies there. So, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We cannot just brush over that you had a car accident that you could not walk and you could not talk, but we are talking to you today. So shout out there.
Yes.
I don't want to just brush over that.
Yes.
Wow.
I was hit head on with a guy going 60 and a 30. Left me in going in and out the hospital for years, couldn't breathe, and just a lot of stuff was going on. Weight was going up and down. They didn't know why. But today I am much better. I'm like, okay, God, I am ready to move forward in my business and whatever it is that you want me to do. And this pushed me from leaving my job and becoming a full-time entrepreneur. So I'm really happy, and I'm just enjoying the journey. Yeah.
Well, and you definitely can share some insight, I think, for people that may be listening saying, you know, woe is me or things are rough or what have you. You definitely come from a place of, you know what, I've had some situations and some struggles, and I'm the voice of the VOE, the voice of experience. And so I love that you refer to yourself as a life story coach. Tell us what you mean by that.
A life story coach is where I help other people write their stories, mostly their autobiographies. I wrote my autobiography in 2014 when I lived in Richmond, Virginia. Kingdom Publishing with Miss Nina, rest in peace. She published my first book. She gave me an opportunity at one of her conferences to speak for 5 minutes. And it was a thing called You Can't Say So you had to, like, talk the whole time. You know how when we talking, like, oh, yeah, and so she was teaching me how to speak, do public speaking and not say So she gave me a lot of opportunities, but writing my life story and helping others write their life stories, it has been really awesome. So when I overcame that fear of telling my life story, I was like, okay, you know, I have to help others write their life story. And that's how it all came about. I'm a certified life story coach. I took the class, got certified, which I was already certified, you know, but, you know, just had to get the certification. But, you know, I was already qualified. But, no, so I helped over 40 women since 2000 write and publish their life story. So I help people write their autobiography. Yeah.
Wonderful. And so for an autobiography, a lot of times I think people feel like I need to be 70 years old. I need to have accomplished or have all of these years behind me. Is there a time frame of when somebody can write an autobiography?
No, actually, I am connecting with a lady. Her daughter is only, I think she's 20 or 21. She's between 20 and 21 years old. And actually, her and her daughter, they're collaborating, and they're both writing their autobiography. So, no, it does not have to be a time frame of how old you are to write your life story. I mean, you may have not been through a whole lot as some other people have, but you still have a story. You still have a story to tell people, and you never know who you are encouraging. You never know who life you are changing by that story. You know, everyone has a similar story. So, no, there's no age preference and when you should write your autobiography. It's just the point of, like, most people are not ready to write it. You know, they don't, you know, they quote unquote, you know, I'm not ready for the world to know that part of my life yet. But it's an amazing feeling. Healing takes place. Writing is very therapeutic for me. So that's how I've overcome a lot in my lifetime to get where I am today, you know. So, yeah.
All right. And you have written your own autobiography called Refuse to Lose. Give us just a synopsis of what is captured in that.
Refuse to Lose is a book that I wrote when I was homeless. I was in Richmond, Virginia, and not understanding what was going on of why at the time I couldn't live with my family. And I remember just being in a space of darkness, and I was on the verge of committing suicide because I didn't feel loved by my parents. I didn't feel loved by my sisters. I didn't feel loved by anyone. And so one day I was in a Goodwill store, and I was walking out of the Goodwill store, and at that moment I had a choice. You know, I had a choice. I was going to live or I was going to die. And I began to just write things down, whether I was in fear or not, and I was in fear, or even telling the story, because, you know, with some homes, it's told whatever goes on in this house stays in this house. And that one was told to me, you know, don't be out there telling people anything. But as I began to write that story of how I overcame, you know, my past and the things that I was going through, so much healing took place, and I began to do things that I never thought I could do. So Refuse to Lose is me refusing to give up, refusing to be a victim, and, you know, just refusing to give up on myself. So that's where Refuse to Lose comes from.
Refuse to Lose. And how can listeners get a hold of that?
Actually, I am rewriting the book. Refuse to Lose. The subtitle is Untold Stories. I just feel like I told a lot, but there was still some healing that needed to take place. And, you know, I'm the one to say, you know what, okay, I don't want to ignore things that do not need to be ignored, because you have to acknowledge things to overcome them. So this is what the rewriting of Refuse to Lose is. It's acknowledging, you know, the things that I totally wasn't healed from. So the book will be out August the 1st of this year, and I'm just super excited about the rewriting of this book. So, yes.
All right. Stay tuned, listeners. More to come. More to come. And so if there's someone that is listening saying, I think it's time for me to write my autobiography, what are three tips perhaps that you give to an aspiring author to help them write their autobiography?
Number one, I would definitely tell them you can't overcome anything you do not acknowledge. So, actually, that is number one, actually, in my book that I talk about. Number one, you can't overcome anything that you do not acknowledge. You know, I know a lot of times we be in fear about a lot of things, even starting our businesses, telling things what happened to us. But number one, just know that this is for you, you know, and not anyone else. And just, you know, overcoming those things, and you have to acknowledge it. And number two, I would definitely say that it will set you free. So you have to be free of what people think about you. You have to be free. You have to just not care what people think about you, because especially when you're going into business, you know, you have to have that mindset of, you know for yourself, believe in yourself, believe in what you are doing before anybody else. And that takes place with your life, your business, every single thing. So, and the last one, number three, I would definitely give people advice of just saying, you know, you have to be ready. Number three, you have to be ready. You have to be ready. So, you know, it's a great, awesome thing to write your life story. You know, you never know after you write. It's an amazing feeling. So, you know, those are the three tips I would definitely give people who are, you know, in fear of writing their life story and say, you know what, you know, I've been thinking about it, but I'm not ready. So just know, just be ready.
Oh, be ready. There are your tips from Demetria Bowie. If you just tuned in, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Yep, yep, yep. Championship winners over here. And we are excited to have Demetria Bowie joining us, hanging out with us in the virtual studio, dropping some knowledge, giving you some tips if you are ready or even hesitant to write your own autobiography. She has her own. She has 32 books under her belt. Life Story Coach. Amazing, amazing. And so, Demetria, let's talk about the conference that you have scheduled. Give us all of the juicy details.
Yes, I am. You know, I'm just overwhelmed by this this Saturday coming up, April the 13th in Richmond, Virginia. The conference is called Letting It All Go Empowerment Luncheon. And can I first just say that I'm just thankful for the, you know, I went from four people registering to my first conference to 50 people registering for this conference, 50 ladies registered for this conference. And
wonderful.
I am just thrilled. Yes, I never thought, you know, and I just stepped out on faith and was like, okay, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to do it. I've been wanting to do it for a long time. I'm coming to Richmond with the Letting It All Go Empowerment Luncheon. And Letting It All Go falls back to, you know, removing things and people out of your life so that you can live in the purpose and the reason why you've been and why you've been called here on earth. So a lot of times, even in your business and personal life, you gotta watch your circle, and you gotta get rid of the people who's not supposed to be in your life, because there are two kinds of people that will come into your life: undertakers or overtakers. And you got to choose, and you got to know the people who are in your life to take you under, and you got to know the people who are in your life that's taking you over. So I just believe that plays a big part. So just letting go of the past, letting go of the people who hurt you, letting go of the things that no longer serve you purpose. And there's a lot of women out there, as I've started my business journey, they need to let go of a lot of things in their personal life because they can't even focus on their business. You know, so that's the reason why I wanted to have this conference and come to Richmond, Virginia, and just give back to these women and make a change in their life, level up in their business, level up in their personal life. And we're definitely going to the next dimension and leaving those things and those people behind that do not matter, you know. So, and learning to say no, one of my biggest things.
Yeah.
Doing everything everybody wanted me to do and not saying no, you know, be this nice girl, you know. You know, so that's what the conference is
yes.
about. I'm super excited. Yes, I'm super excited.
All right, it's going to be amazing. And so give us the agenda, kind of what's the flow of the day?
Oh, my gosh. We have one of our we have, starting off, then we have a singer that's coming in. She's performing two of her songs. And then we have the luncheon going on. I love food, but we have an amazing luncheon, a caterer. She's cooking up some good stuff, some homemade macaroni and cheese and some good stuff now. And we have Miss Sonya Keys coming in to speak. She's from Richmond, Virginia. She's a Richmond native. We have a couple of more people. I think they live in Richmond. And then we have a lot of people that's flying in. So I'm very blessed on the people who is seeing this vision, and, like, they're just flying in, and, you know, I just never would have thought that people would support my vision. But I guess, you know, when you believe in yourself and you believe in what you're doing, other people will believe in it too. So it's really awesome.
Absolutely. Wonderful. And how did definitely all the speakers, so there's speakers that are from Richmond and then there's speakers that are from various locations.
Yes, we have a speaker from Chicago. We have a speaker from Ohio. We have a speaker, she's coming from Detroit. We have a speaker coming from, I want to say she's coming from Detroit, too. Okay, yes, she's coming from Detroit, too.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, and we have another one. She's coming from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, not too far from me. Then we have some people coming from New York. So it's really, really awesome. So we have some people coming from a lot of places all over. So I'm really excited.
Wonderful. A melting pot. We have become a melting pot. And so how can people register for the Letting It All Go Empowerment Luncheon?
Awesome. They can go to www.demetriabowie.com. Or they can even go on Eventbrite, Letting It All Go in Richmond, Virginia, April the 13th. And our VIP starts at 9:30 to 10:45. Listen, we got some fruit. We got some awesome things. We got a lady from Richmond that's coming to show the ladies how to do a makeup class, how to put their lashes on. And we are just so excited about that. Then we got Candy Cody. She's going to take away the VIP. And we're just going to have an amazing time. We're going to go right on in. And to Miss Cynthia from Richmond, she's going to be our DJ for the day.
Oh, wow.
Miss Cynthia from Richmond. Yes, she's going to DJ that day. And, you know, the food, everything's going to be on time. So we're just ready. We're ready to have an amazing time. Our photographer, she's from Richmond, Virginia. So she's coming in there.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
We got a professional photographer. We want a video. We are going to go live. There are no rules. Hey, video, go live. We're going to just have an amazing time. So, yes.
All right, Letting It All Go Empowerment Luncheon,
yes.
April 13th. If you're not VIP, arrive 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets are still available. And is in the east end of Highland Springs, Virginia.
Yes.
Listeners, just so you have a sense of what side of Richmond. So definitely check it out. Check it out. I'm going to be actually in Chicago speaking. There's like three different events I know of happening.
But
all
thank you for sponsoring
a
ticket. Yes. Thank you for sponsoring the ticket. I want to shout that out. Thank you so much, Charbet, for sponsoring the ticket. A lady, she is coming from Atlanta, who won the sponsored ticket that you that you donated. So thank you. Her name is Arthur Tiny Garland. So you know, we want to definitely thank you,
Charvette.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. Shout out to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show for the ticket sponsorship. Yep. So I love that. Now, I don't want to leave out that you also have an amazing magazine, Empowering. And so tell us a little bit about your magazine.
Oh, wow. Empowering Women to Speak Out came out in 2014. In 2013, I spent the whole year writing Oprah, writing Essence, and writing 17. I was like, I want to be in Somebody Magazine. I didn't know what. All I knew is I wanted to be in Somebody Magazine, do something with magazine. And I was just waiting like a year. I think it was a little more than that. And so I was just in a house, and I just felt God just saying, you know what, start your own magazine. And I was like, how do I do that? And I called Miss Nina Wells, and we discussed it. We had a consultation that day, and the next day I got on it. I had only 3 to 4 writers in the first magazine, but we got it done. And so today I am on my 22nd magazine in over 160 writers. Over 160 writers.
Wow.
First we started off, in 2014, we started off with 5 readers. We are at 200 readers. But I'm just looking forward to those readers just going up and up and up and up. So much support definitely from the magazine. Yes, so much support of these ladies writing these articles, getting on the front cover, talking about their businesses, how they went from struggle to success, you know, how they went from brokenness to wholeness. And it has been amazing. I didn't even think the magazine would come out like this, but I look forward to greatness. That's all I'm looking forward to. So, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Go right ahead. Yes.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Empowering Women. Presented by DB Publications, and you've had articles in, like, articles such as Women to Speak Out, Why Depression Couldn't Hold Me Down, Five Ways to Living in Abundance, Black Hairstyles, Best Restaurants in New York and Atlanta, Seven Best TV Shows, Eight Ways to Start Over After a Divorce. So I just wanted to share the diversity in the types of articles. Are you looking for people to write articles? Can someone submit a writing?
Oh, yes, we definitely, we just finished up our spring magazine with Sabrina, Thomas took the spring April magazine that will definitely be coming out next week. And we're definitely looking for writers for May. So all the topics on the front, that's what we would definitely be talking about. And we definitely are taking submission still for the May magazines. We are taking more articles for the May magazine. So it comes out on my birthday.
Oh, so. Happy birthday. So how can they submit?
Basically, they can email refusetolose30@gmail.com, email us, and we would definitely get you all the topics that we're writing on for May. And so we'll give you everything, the word count, what we need from you. We definitely promote your business. That's one thing that we do. Even when you write an article, we promote all of your social media account. We promote your website, your logo, everything that you're absolutely doing, your coaching, your mentoring program. We promote it all in the Empowering Women to Speak Out, because we win and we want to see other ladies win. So that's what it's definitely all about. Yes.
All right. There you go. Now, speaking of that, you also produce anthologies and book collaborations.
Yes, I did my first anthology this year. I was afraid of doing it for a couple of years. Like, that fear, listen.
Uh-huh.
And I put it out there one day, and I had 10 women that joined within 48 hours. And it was from Richmond Native. And, yeah, we have the panel this Saturday of the anthologies that's coming. We're going to take professional pictures, and we're going to discuss the story on the panel this Saturday with all the co-authors, and we are just super excited. It's called From Brokenness to Wholeness, and again, these 10 women joined. I put it out there on social media, told them what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
and they all just joined, so I'm super excited about it. Yes, and I'm actually on my
and I know that
anthology.
Oh, you got another one.
Yes, actually, I'm almost still. I think I'm 2 spots away from, I'm looking for 10 women, and I'm only 2 spots away from that being fulfilled. And it comes out September the 14th. Called From Struggle to Success.
September, that's my
so
birthday
we have
month.
Entrepreneurs. All right, now. And we have entrepreneurs talking about their struggle to success and what success means to them. So,
okay, so definitely something that if you are considering writing a book, and perhaps your first entry is writing a chapter, and you're an entrepreneur, this may be a great, great connection point. With Demetria Bowie, I am telling you what, this is amazing. And so one more time, let listeners know all of the connection points and how they can get in contact with you.
Awesome. Before I give that, can I just shout out that we sold 750 books on the first anthology? We sold 750 books.
Shout out.
I just wanted to put that out there. Yes. So that's amazing. But I can be reached on social media, Facebook, Demetria Dorsey, Instagram at Demetria Bowie 30. My website is www.demetriabowie.com.
There you have it, all of the connection points and the great places there. And for the anthology writers, do you have any tips for those that are going to be a contributing writer in a book for an anthology?
Oh, yes, great. Just first thing I would say is just look for your audience. Basically, make sure that the book is also is a target to your audience also, and make sure it can be attached to your brand and what you are doing. And collaborate with these ladies. They be having parties, professional photo shoots, getting their makeup done. It's a beautiful thing of women coming together, and more people do like 20 to 40 women at a time. I'm like, okay, I'll get there one day. But
that's a whole lot.
Yes. Make sure it's connecting to your brand, and make sure that it's connecting to your audience and what you do and what you bring to the table. So that's advice on it. And definitely just write. Don't be afraid to write. Don't be afraid to mess up. Don't be afraid to misspell. The editing, they handle all that. But just enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey of writing and connecting with some awesome ladies. Just enjoy the journey. So many times in life when we make mistakes, we beat ourselves up so much. But I just tell people, stop beating yourself up so much and enjoy the journey. Just join, enjoy, and enjoy the journey. So,
enjoy the journey. And that's really excellent advice, because the book should definitely be attached to your brand, because you're going to be speaking, you're going to be doing Facebook Live,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be selling the book.
Yes.
And so if it doesn't connect with your brand, it's going to make it a little bit harder for you. So great opportunities for people to really just help build and expand their brand in writing, because you have, the magazine, you also have the anthologies, and then you also are able to help people write their own autobiography. So Demetria Bowie is over in the world doing great things. And so our time, I'm telling you, just flew by. So my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, wow, my son continues to motivate me every single day. I never planned on having kids. I never wanted children. I didn't. And came, in Richmond, Virginia, visiting, that happened. A 3-week vacation in Richmond, Virginia. It happened. So I'm thankful to see him. He has overcome so much, even breaking his fiber bone, having 3 surgeries. He got to have one more. Yeah, he was a little baby. He was in the hospital so long, and he just keeps kicking. And what he tells me? He say, "Mama, ain't nothing going to get me down." And I was like, okay, I'm going to start using that. Even when he was in pain, he was like, "Mama, ain't nothing going to get me down." He was like, "Give me my walker so I can go play," But he motivates me every single day. So, yes, that's my motivation to everything I do. So,
Oh, well, shout out to him.
Yes.
Refuse to lose. He just embraced that. And that's good. That's so good to hear. Well, thank you so much, Demetria. We wish you much success this weekend in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And again, grab your tickets and be a part. And then you have other events as well that are around the country. And so, listeners, you can just connect with Demetria Bowie, because she may be coming to a city near you.
Yes,
all
Mama
right.
Empowerment.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
All
right.
You're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back. Don't you move. We'll be back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Ladies, are you a woman who is a faith-based speaker, author, influencer, or entrepreneur who is ready to be booked, blessed, and busy? If so, Help Conference 2019 is the conference and workshop just for you. Daniela Coffey is a spiritual strategist and leadership success coach that wants to help by tapping into your personal and spiritual life with powerful and attainable tools and strategies. Friday, April 12th, 7 p.m., and Saturday, April 13th at 9 a.m. at 358 West Ontario in Chicago. For more info, visit helpconference2019.com.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local
artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world. Wide web. And so I got to let you guys in on something amazing that happened this week. I am super excited because in the past I have been featured in two anthologies where I was a co-author. One anthology called Mogul in the Making, and the other anthology was called Get It Done, Design the Business of Your Dreams. And so, you know, it's a little different when you're in the co-author space because you write your chapter and you turn your chapter in and then you go from there. Well, shout out to me and 11 of my platform builder clients. We have written a book and the chapters were due and are off to the editor, and we are really excited. The book is called Propel, oh my goodness, the essential handbook for the emerging woman in business or leadership. And I am so excited about the 12 chapters in this book that you guys will get to experience. It'll be coming out late summer, early fall of 2019, this year. And so keep your eye out for Propel. I'm actually going to be introducing all of the co-authors formally on my social media channel, so check me out on Facebook, check me out on LinkedIn, check me out on Instagram, where we will be introducing all of the co-authors for the book Propel. Mm-hmm. That is my word for the year, and so it was definitely the word that really stuck out to me as far as having to write a chapter and having chapters come together related to Propel, because that's really what I'm here for, is to push and move at rapid speed your brand, your business, your platform forward.
That's what, if you think about a propeller, if you think about a helicopter with the propeller, it's about moving forward rapidly, quickly, all right? And so you all keep a lookout for Propel. So we're jumping into our next segment. We're super excited to have our second guest hanging out in the virtual green room. Daniela Coffey is joining us. Listen, she's referred to as the transformational coach. She is the host of the 4th annual HELP Conference, Strategy for the Vision, happening this Friday and Saturday in Chicago. I'm super excited because I am one of the speakers for this amazing conference. You all just heard the commercial, and so I'm going to the mic right now and bringing Daniela live. Hey, girl, hey, live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, girl, hey, how are you?
I am doing well. So glad to get a chance to chat. I know whenever, because I host conferences, so I know the week of the conference is like 50 million things going on,
yes.
But we just kind of grabbed you and pulled you. And so let's just chat for a few minutes and tell us,
yes.
This is the 4th annual HELP Conference. Tell us how the HELP Conference even got started.
So the HELP Conference, the first one was this is 19, so my first one was 2015. It was probably like around, there was a month of March, the first day of March, and I was like, you know what? The Lord was like, it's time, Daniela, it's time. It's time to step out. It's time to do this leap of faith. And I said, you know what? I kept hearing the word help, help, help. And at the time, I had a team that I was working with, and I said, guys, look, it's time to put on a conference, and the conference is going to be called HELP. And so we were around the table, and we were talking about what does the acronym of HELP stand for. And so one of the young ladies that was there was like, you know what, healing emotional lessons powerfully. And that's how the very first HELP conference started. And so we had one, and it was like, well, what is the date going to be? And exactly 1 month from the date we did it, it was April. It was March 28th was the date that we talked about it. And then April 28th was the very first day that we did our first HELP conference in 2015. So that was 30 days of planning, and we had 250 women to show up. And so when I tell you, it was definitely a leap of faith, and it just got started from there. And then I wrote down the different cities and the states that that I wanted to take the HELP conference to, and it has gone from there. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And here we are at the 4th annual conference, going to be held in Chicago, Illinois. Now, what's the weather, Danielle, in Chicago? What's the weather right now? Give us the weather.
Okay. So let me tell you, today we were in the probably like the 65, 70. It was absolutely beautiful today. Now, Friday, you know, Chicago's, well, you know, it does what it wants to do, but we're going to pray for great weather. God can change that thing. Yes.
Listen, we know how to put a coat, a scarf on. We know how to, listen, the main thing is it's not going to be snow. That's the main thing. It's not going
to
be
snow. Well, we're supposed to get some snow. We are supposed to. Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute.
I know.
In April, is that normal?
Girl. It's really, well, Chicago, it can very well. You can have a 70-degree day one day, and tomorrow you be in the 30s, and the 40s, you know, it's Chicago. So we are supposed, it's a chance of snow we're supposed to get tomorrow and Friday. So we'll see how that works.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know what? We know God's will going to be done, and and that's what we call it, because I'm jumping on that plane Friday morning, and we making our way to Chicago.
Wait.
And so, yes, and so tell us let's just share with the listeners over Friday and Saturday, kind of what can they expect, what do you have planned and in store?
Wow, you know, I'm so excited, Charvette. I'm so excited. First of all, let me just say thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on an amazing and phenomenal show with a phenomenal woman. I appreciate you, and thank you for this opportunity. So Friday, it's, I like to call Friday the inspirational portion and Saturday the informational part of it. The conference is called Strategy for Your Vision. Look, we've written about this thing long enough. We got 101 notebooks. We wrote what we needed to write. We wrote the vision. We've made it plain. Now it's time to execute. It's time to implement what you have already learned. And so at this health conference, Friday night, we can expect it's a gala. So, you know, we'll have food, fun, fellowship. We have our keynote speaker, Dr. Tiffany K. Jordan. We're going to be acknowledging and honoring seven women that are impacting, that are leaders, that are impacting the community. We also are going to have Issa. She is a world-known singer, and she's going to be singing for us. So I like to call that day your worship, your inspirational aspect on that Friday night. And so on that Saturday,
what's the attire for Friday?
So Friday, you know, should I dress up or should I dress down? I tell you, listen, come cute, come sexy, come cute, come sexy. How you feel? I'm not stipulating, you know, a specific, you know, ballroom gown. I'm not stipulating that, but just come feeling good about you. Yes.
All right. Come feeling good about you. And so then now let's move on to Saturday.
So Saturday is the informational part. That's when we're going to do the work. That's where all of our speakers, as yourself, we're going to be bring your laptops, bring your notebook, bring your pen. Come prepare. Eat your Wheaties. Look, take your B12. Do what you got to do because you're going to need the energy in this place. I mean, the amount of information and the amount of implementation that we're going to be doing for that Saturday. When it comes to your vision, your ideas, not only we're going to talk about them, but we're going to be working in small groups of how to implement what you are learning at that time. And so Saturday night is doing the work. That's the informational part. And we're going to do the work. Yes.
Do the work. And listen, it doesn't matter how many things you go to. If you don't implement, it won't help. So implement. I love that you are emphasizing that. And so tell us some of the speakers or all of the speakers that's going to be there Saturday.
Yes. Charvette, is going to be in the house. No, you're fine. Charvette is going to be in the house, Ms. Charvette Mitchell. We have Lamar Tyler from Traffic Sales and Profit, Black Married with Kids. We have Dee Edwards, Come on Accurate Tax. She's in the house. We have Danita Scott, who's going to be teaching us about online courses. Come on. Online courses. We also have we have Dr. George Frazier from the Frazier Net, the Power Networking Conference, the founder of the Power Networking Conference. He's going to be there. We have Daniel Sorrell. He's going to be talking about podcasting. Everything you need when it comes to podcasting is going to be in the room. We also have Dara Michelle. She's going to be talking about events. Come on, how many of us plan conferences and workshops and seminars, but we're doing it all wrong? We're not becoming profitable in it. She's going to talk to us about that. We also have, I'm telling y'all, it's like an expo going on here, okay? Charvette is going to be teaching us with your website, how to make your online image and turning your online image into profit. I didn't know about it until I was out with Charvette. Charvette taught me the website that is that the Help Conference. Like I told Charvette, my very first website for the Help Conference. You were the one to do that for me, and it is amazing, amazing.
HelpConference2019.com.
Yes. Charvette, I mean, did a phenomenal job, and guess what? It does make a difference. It really does with converting. When people see the professionalism, everything is there. They don't have to click here, there, everywhere, send a link here. No, one link gives you everything that you need, and you can register right there. It does make a difference.
Absolutely.
And who else do we have?
So tons of speakers. Valerie Priester, I want to shout her out.
Miss Valerie Priester. Yes. Yes, Miss Valerie is going to come on. She's going to teach us about the mindset, because everything starts mm-hmm. in the mind. We also have Dr. Rita McGuire. Come on, without health,
yes.
there is no wealth. And so she's going to be talking about the health portion of it. So everything faith-based entrepreneurs need is going to be in the room. From A to Z, it's in the room. Sometimes we go to different conferences for several different things. But this conference, what I really wanted people to get was the help that they needed to be successful, to make that vision become a reality. That is what I wanted in this place. Yes.
And so this is perfect for that person that is faith-based but also marketplace-minded, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. It's faith-based. It's ministry and marketplace. And so, you know, nowadays, and we're seeing the shift that, you know, people are coming out of the four walls. And it's not all about mm-hmm. what's just in the church. Because as we know, the church is a moving organism. It has nothing to do with brick and mortar. And so now we're trying to, now everything, a lot of it is happening in the marketplace. And so that's why I really, because at the end of the day, in the marketplace is where the harvest is truly ripe, right? There's plenty
yeah.
of harvest in the marketplace. But as faith-based entrepreneurs, I'm including myself, we got to be prepared for what we're praying for. You know, we got to be prepared for what we're asking for. And so that is what I want
yeah.
this conference to be about, the health conference, getting prepared, getting what you need at the health conference so that you can move forward. And when you get in the marketplace, you're equipped and you're structured enough to handle the full manifestation and the blessings that God has for us. Yes.
Oh, there you have it, the fourth annual health conference strategy for the vision. Jump over to
yes.
helpconference2019.com to register. There are
yes.
seats and registration is still available. The helpconference2019.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hanging out listening from charvette.com,
yes.
helpconference2019.com. The link is right there in the blog post, so that's an easy connection point for you right
yes.
there, right there. And I'm telling you,
yes.
I know that you have so many visions for what you know, for people and people that you work with as a transformational coach.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think people get stuck? You know, as you're working with them, where do you find people getting stuck?
I really find people getting stuck, Charvette, is the mind. It's a mentality thing. It's I don't
mm-hmm.
feel good enough. It's second guessing yourself, overthinking the situation. This is why I'm hearing with a lot of my, it's overthinking it. Well, you know, if, you know, we'll write it down and we're very clear when we write it, but then when it's time to implement
mm-hmm.
and it's time to do the planning process, we start overthinking things. And before you know it, we've talked ourselves out of our vision. And, I see what happens is, and when you overthink something and when you begin to get, you know, become, you overthink it and you just say, I'm not good enough. I don't think I'm, you know, I'm not in that arena. I'm not the expert in that. Come on. Collaboration is the key. I heard the other day, Trevor Ott said, he said, when you collaborate, 1 + 1 = 11. But when you're trying to do it on your own,
yeah.
1 + 1 = 2. And so what we have to understand is everything that's in this room, I don't know everything, but I have friends, I have associates, I have people that I'm connected to relationship-wise that knows what I don't know that I can bring to my tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is about collaboration. And so stop overthinking it. Whoever I'm talking to, stop overthinking and talking yourself out of something that God gave you. If he gave you that vision, honey, he will provide. He's a provisionary for the vision. And so we got to really understand that if you don't give the enemy any play, yes, stop overthinking
mm-hmm.
and plan. That's very important. But stop, not after you plan, partner. That's the next P. So the first P is plan.
Oh,
the
wow.
second P is partner. Because you have to, you can't build this thing called life by yourself. I'm sorry. Stop trying to, in this entrepreneur as leaders, CEOs, creatives, entrepreneurs, visionaries, and even influencers. We cannot do this by ourselves. I'm guilty. I tried, Charvette. It don't work. Stuck in my own way.
It don't work.
Trying to figure out, girl, trying to do everything. I'm trying to be the CEO. I'm trying to be the admin. I'm trying to be the assistant. I'm trying to plan the things. Stop it. Stop. Just be, stay in your lane. There's no traffic in your lane. Stay in your lane and be who God has called you to be. And then pray, God, divinely connect me with who it is that I need to be connected and disconnect me from some folk that I need to be disconnected from because they're in my divine connection space. And so I'm saying, stop overthinking it. You already wrote the vision. You've made it plain. Now get up off your ass, A-S-K, and start partnering with people. That's the important thing. Girl, I'm about to feel this
thing. Oh, my goodness. Y'all hear
here.
The preacher coming out, right? I hope y'all hear that power coming out, that transformational coach coming out, and we don't have a problem with it. You know what, Daniela? I think you said something so key. We ask, a lot of people ask for discernment for the connections, but they don't do the disconnect. Yeah. That's what's holding people up. And I'm wondering, listeners, I'm wondering if you're sitting there and you're racing back through your mind, what have I talked myself out of? What did I have on the table in January? What did I have in my planner in February? And now we're in April. Mm. And what have you talked yourself out of? And that's why you need to be at something like the 4th Annual Help Conference, the strategy for the vision. You have the vision and you're talking yourself out of it because you don't have a strategy.
Yes, we do.
And so if someone wants to work with you, and I don't know if you do individual coaching or group coaching, if there's someone who wants to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
DanielaCoffee.com. DanielaCoffee.com. You can reach me there. Even on all social media platforms, I'm Daniela Coffee, and that's C-O-F-F-E-Y, and Daniela with two L's. And you can reach me on all social media platforms or go to DanielaCoffee.com. Yes. Or
all
you can meet us
there
at the Help Conference.
Huh?
Come on.
Yes.
Or, you can meet us at the Help Conference.
Yes. Chicago, Illinois, April 13th, April 14th, two-day experience, Entrepreneurs of Faith, focus on equipping them to thrive in both ministry and the marketplace. I will be there as well, and I'm excited for all of the other dynamic speakers you have pulled together.
Thank you so much.
And so you're busy. We're going to let you go. The last question I have for you, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we just want to know what continues to motivate you.
Wow, that's a great question. What motivates me, Charvette, is I know most people say their family and that's my why. But what motivates me is I see so many people around me dying, and I don't want to be that person that run into somebody of who I should have been. And what I mean by that is God has for me, I got to get it. That's a focus. I keep the outcome in the forefront of my mind. That's what keeps me going. That's what wakes me up in the morning.
Yeah.
I always have my goal and my outcome in the forefront of my mind, and it helps me through the process. So keeping the goal and the outcome in the forefront of your mind, that's what keeps me going. Yes.
Well said, nothing to add to that and nothing to snatch away from that. Listeners, we want to see you in Chicago, the 4th Annual Help Conference Strategy for the Vision. Jump over to helpconference2019.com. And Daniela, I will see you later this week in Chicago.
Friday, yes, we'll see you on Friday. Thank you so much, Harvey, for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you, listeners, for listening and tuning in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. All right, listeners, guess what? That is a wrap for today's show. As always, we thank all of you that are listening in on the phone lines, those are listening in from Twitter, from Facebook, from Instagram, on my mobile app, all of those good places. We thank you so much for checking us out. And as always, we brought more phenomenal guests just for you all to be impacted. So hopefully I'll see some of you in Chicago.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.